In Barbados, we keep one eye on our internal policies and the other on the international trends that can make our process of recovery even more difficult. For that reason, therefore, we continue to watch the world economic outlook.
The World Trade Organization a week ago slashed its global economic forecast from 2.6 to 2.3%. Trade growth, it said, would more than halve. Last month, the OECD, it's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, predicted the weakest annual economic growth rate since the financial crisis. And on Tuesday, the new director of the International Monetary Fund also gave her equally bleak lookout. Kristalina Georgieva did not actually name the current US-China trade row, but she laid the lion's share of the blame for stagnant growth on trade disputes.
We have spoken in the past about the dangers of trade disputes. Now we see that they are actually taking a toll. Global trade growth has come to almost standstill, in part because of trade tensions. Worldwide manufacturing activity and investment have weakened substantially. There is a serious risk that services and consumption could also soon be affected.
And from the World Bank, the view is that current trade wars are hitting the poorest countries hardest. World Bank chief economist Penelope Goldberg.
There is no doubt that the global economy is slowing down. Rather than focusing on the aggregate number, personally, I like to focus on how growth is slowing down in the different regions across the world. Growth is definitely slowing down in the United States and in Europe, but these are already countries with very high per capita incomes. So the slowdown by a few decimal points is, of course, worrisome. There is no reason for optimism. But it's not that we have an impending disaster either. I'm much more worried about the fact that in other parts of the world, for example, Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, North Africa, we see very low growth rates, below 1%. In some cases, in some countries, even negative growth. And these are areas where growth is desperately needed.
Ms. Goldberg adds that the trade wars do not help.
We know that growth requires investment, especially in poorer countries that do not have capital. And investment does not happen when uncertainty is very high. So what the current trade tensions have done, more than increasing tariffs, is increase the level of uncertainty faced by investors. And when investors face uncertainty, they wait. And waiting means no investment, it means no growth.
And this is the message from the World Bank to countries like Barbados.
One piece of advice we're giving developing countries in this very difficult environment is to resist the temptation to not become protectionist. Some countries can benefit actually in the short run from keeping their borders open. There could be trade diversion effects that benefit them. In addition, they should embrace domestic reforms because in this new environment where trade, global trade, has become very uncertain, countries need to focus on themselves again. They need to embrace domestic reform if there is any hope for them to grow and get out of poverty.
That's Penny Goldberg of the World Bank. Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.